I'm speaking to Elijah Mueller, point guard for the St. Paul Lutheran High School Saints. You guys came off of a Class 3 Final Four appearance, finishing fourth in the state, and was one heck of a season, finishing 27-3 this year. And you guys obviously have a little bit of an advantage because you have one of the best coaches in the state, as evidenced by the fact he won KMZU's Dream Team Coach of the Year for Class 3. That is Monty Pitch, a regular on the Fifth Quarter show as well. Elijah, tell me a little bit about playing for Coach Pitch and what it's been like playing for him over your 4 years.
Well, he's a great guy. He's really easy to play with. He's always going to tell you exactly what he wants on or off the court. You're not going to get any confusion from him. He's very vocal and straight to the point. And so even playing the toughest situations, loudest crowds, or know exactly what he's going to need from you, and most of the time you're going to get a victory out of that.
Tell me a little bit about what his experience, and knowing that he is a very good coach, tell me how that kind of impacted you guys as a whole, and just knowing that you can trust in the process here.
It's very calming. Even after that first loss, he told us that we just got to move on, learn from it, and he knows we're capable of a lot more. And even playing in front of tough crowds, he always told us that if we do or know what we're capable of doing and listen to him, we'll be all right. And so even in the toughest situations, no problem, just knowing that we had a great leader to follow.
Absolutely. And you two are, you know, kind of the face of St. Paul basketball for the last few years. So tell me a little bit about how you two specifically interact. What's it like when Elijah Mueller goes to talk to Coach Pitch?
I always like to say that he's a second dad, and he'll say that we're all his sons. And so it's a very personal relationship. It's not awkward or anything like that. It doesn't take anything really. Just walk up to him, ask him a question, no matter what it is, and he'll give you a straight answer. It won't dodge around it, and they'll just tell you what he thinks, and we move from there.
And of course, you guys have done a lot of winning over the last couple of seasons. You guys went pretty far last year as well. Tell me a little bit maybe about what the last few seasons have been like between you and him, as you took a lesser role on offense as far as the scoring goes, but really stepped it up as far as your facilitating and your passing goes.
When first started out, I was more of just a scorer, and he'd always communicate with me, tell me how to expand my game, and but always telling me to stay aggressive on offense. And so over time, 4 years, started putting more and more together, and by the end I had learned a lot from him and was able to do a lot of different things on the court and able to lead on and off the court and facilitate the offense, even though I wasn't necessarily a true point guard when I first came here and had to become one, and owe a lot of that to him.
Tell me a little bit about the adjustments that Coach Pitch makes and kind of how he gets through to his players when he is in crunch time, when you guys are in crunch time and he needs to call the right play. Even kind of like the way you guys got past the second round against St. Michael the Archangel?
Yeah, he's not going to get rattled. Even he's probably the most calm person on the court, even when we were down, I believe it was 24-6, something like that. It was a large margin. He just told us we're just going to keep on fighting it the whole game. It's not just the first 3 minutes, and we're going to get through it. And we made some adjustments, and he was very calm, relaxed, made those adjustments. It helped calm us just seeing how relaxed he was. And through him, we believed that we could do it. And so we kept on grinding out the whole game. And before we knew it, it was a close game again. And then
it was all history, huh?
Yeah.